Welcome to AI in Life Sciences, your news update curated by Nitro Marketing and generated by AI.
Today is Sunday, March 24th. Here is what we are covering. In a recent development, Verily has been pushing boundaries by using generative AI in the healthcare sector. The company believes that this advanced technology can be leveraged to chrome complexities of human biology, thereby fostering personalized healthcare. Highlighting its potential, Verily underscores that generative AI can aid in medication design, making it faster and inexpensive, and can contribute to furthering our understanding of disease progression patterns. In recent advancements, Cleveland Clinic has shared its key recipe for success with artificial intelligence, AI, emphasizing the importance of democratizing innovation and nurturing talent. They believe creating an environment where AI is accessible across all departments fosters creative solutions to healthcare challenges. In addition, it is crucial to provide continuous training to staff, not only in technology, but also in the pivotal areas of ethics and privacy associated with AI use. In an unprecedented move, the FDA has given the green light for broad use of a Duchenne muscular dystrophy drug. This is the first drug approval of its type, promising potentially new horizons in the treatment of the debilitating disease. While promising, clinical trial efficacy will continue to be observed as this drug becomes more widely utilized. NVIDIA has unveiled 25 new GenAI microservices specifically tailored for a myriad of healthcare applications. This leap in AI technology allows healthcare providers to automate routine tasks, improve patient care, and expedite clinical workflows. It's a significant milestone in the merging of AI tech and healthcare, which enhances the efficiency, accuracy, and effectiveness of service delivery. Emerging reports suggest that machine learning technology can accurately predict the risk of perioperative peripheral artery disease, an issue that currently presents a significant challenge in the medical world. This AI-based prediction reportedly has the potential to increase the success rates of surgeries by reducing the risk of complications associated with this disease. As machine learning continues to find increasing applications in healthcare, doctors and patients alike could markedly benefit from improved predictive accuracy and superior patient care. The pharmaceutical industry is forecast to be hit by workforce shortages as occupations across life, physical, and social sciences are anticipated to grow by 7% by 2028, yet about 136,800 vacancies in these fields are predicted to remain unfilled due to increasing employment growth and worker resignations. This loss of labor and expertise will notably affect the pharmacovigilance (PV) sector, propelling a need for solutions such as automation to manage the anticipated workforce shortfall and monitor significant volumes of data for potential drug adverse events. By marrying technologies such as AI, machine learning, and natural language processing with human review, automation promises to increase the efficiency of drug safety processes whilst ensuring the careful management of patient safety.
Thank you for tuning in to AI in Life Sciences. If you want to learn more, check out the episode description. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Contact us to learn how to launch your own AI-generated podcast at nitromarketing.com. That's nitromarketing.com. See you tomorrow for more Life Sciences News.